You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. And joining me is local food expert, writer, and host of The In Crowd every Sunday afternoon here on 89.1 WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa.
And we're both really excited because we have some very special guests with us this week. They just celebrated their second anniversary. We're talking to the owners of Spencer Restaurant in Ann Arbor, Abby Olitsky and Steve Hall. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
2 years, has it been a joyful journey? What have you learned and how has Spencer evolved over those 2 years?
It's been a great 2 years. It's definitely been a learning process. Our message is still like just trying to cook the best food and serve what we're passionate about.
Yeah, I mean, we're a pretty small restaurant. And so the first year, I think we were just really trying to figure out exactly who we were. The second year, we were trying to just build on that and get people to even know who we are because we don't advertise, we don't have a sign. And so to have done so well in the first 2 years and for people to know who we are now and really be recognized in the community, I think has been really the best part.
Yeah. I feel like from the get-go, there were people almost lining up out the door to eat your food. Did I just have really bad timing or did you really kind of gain some traction there from the beginning?
We did gain a lot of traction. There's definitely days where it's quieter and easier to get in. And I don't think people like to line up ever. not like, so when I used to live in New York or San Francisco, like I line up at restaurants at like 4:30 before they open because I'm so excited to eat there. But I would say we're not at that point yet.
Well, the nice thing about being, you know, a small restaurant, we're only 32, 35 seats. Sometimes it does get busy, but the nice thing about having that small size is that it's kind of consistently busy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, based on if there's a home football game or if it's parents' weekend. Of course, we're still busy then, but the nice thing is it's a small, cozy spot, and you'll just be surrounded by friends on a Monday night, same as on a Friday night.
For people who may not be familiar with Spencer, how would you describe what you do there, what you serve?
I think I do the opposite of what Steve does. I describe it as a wine bar that serves seasonal food that's meant to be shared. We're counter service with communal seating. And it's kind of just a casual environment with, I would say, the best food we can be cooking.
Because Abby, you're the chef, right?
Yeah. But then he describes it
the opposite. And I do the wine program. And so I downplay that and I say we're a seasonal restaurant with the best food you've ever had in your life. And coincidentally, we also serve wine.
Really great wine. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. When you talk about food, you always talk about finding the best produce and then honoring it by not interfering with it too much. And that's also kind of the way that you, well, not covering it up, like letting it shine, each ingredient. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you approach food, Abby?
I feel like I grew up from these really amazing people in California, which is now defined as like California cuisine, but really it was taking a European approach to ingredients. And while that has had some backlash, I still think there's something really important to be said about food that feels like it's being true to the place where it's from. That's what I've gained from these 2 years is like my interaction with the farmers, trusting them.
It's also beautiful. So the food that you put on plates, everybody whips their cameras out. I mean, people do that in restaurants to begin with. But I feel like at Spencer, it's the most Instagrammable restaurant in Ann Arbor. Do you consciously think about, not necessarily how it's going to photograph, but just how it presents visually?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole part of it, too. It's like, if I'm respecting this thing, I need to. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I was just talking about before we on this show, like this mindfulness and attention to detail. I don't want it to look like we've fussed with it too much. I think that's something I really dislike, like you're playing around with it. But there is this idea of like mindfulness while plating and that everything needs to feel as organic as the thing you're presenting. And so that is one of the hardest things to train, I would say, is how we plate things and how we want it to feel like it's magical on the plate. And yeah, and like I once had a chef tell me, my old chef tell me, like, I almost want it to look like as if angels dropped it. You know, like this idea that it's going to be placed, like it's going to be placed how it is because it's going to be perfect in its like imperfections, but also because it just fell down, you know? But
Abby Olitsky is the chef and co-owner of Spencer. Steve Hall is a wine connoisseur. How do I describe your cheese and wine knowledge? Cheesemonger? Is that a good term?
Yeah, I was formerly a cheesemonger, which was much more day-to-day at the cheese counter all the time. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years before we opened the restaurant. And my approach and introduction to wine was actually based on that. A lot of people go through a sommelier program, or they start with the really big regions to know, like Napa Valley or Bordeaux, let's say. Mm-hmm. Whereas my wine education was all which regions make cheese, because those are the regions that I know a lot about. Mm-hmm. So like Jura in eastern France, or the Loire Valley, or like northern California where all of the dairies are. That's where I started. Now I'm having to go back and learn about Bordeaux and everywhere else.
And you serve natural wine at Spencer. Tell us about that.
We do. And we're not as rigid as some places. You know, natural wine is a bit of an ambiguous term. And there's some places in big cities that are very rigid about, you know, no sulfites can have ever entered the building about this or this. Or, you know, it has to be farmed biodynamically. And but for us, it's more about, in the way that Abby was talking, approaching food and really sort of looking at what work is done in the field and really minimal intervention, where we are essentially custodians of those ingredients. We are trying to represent them as best without sort of imposing too much of ourselves. I think we really are drawn to and respect winemakers who take the same approach. All of the work happens in the vineyard. And so our idea of natural wine are people who in the cellar are really thinking about where their grapes come from, what that region means, what the weather was like that year, and how to just sort of very honestly represent that in their wines.
Yeah, having less of like themselves in it and more of just what does that grape actually taste like. And a lot of times there's surprises for, especially for the community here, like they're very dynamic. They're sometimes really bright. They're sometimes really playful. And like that's so fun.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't want to insult you, but I do have to ask, have you ever had a cheeseburger?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like I've learned so much listening to you and appreciate your angels and
my angel.
I love that image of dropping food onto the plate.
Yeah,
but I mean, I like watching Abby do that sort of plating because, you know, on the one hand, it is absolutely gorgeous, but it is embracing those imperfections, and that if you get organic greens and a bug has taken a little bite, there's nothing more frustrating than thinking a restaurant would have this beautiful produce and discard it because it's not absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. The beauty is in when leaves spill over. The beauty is when, you know, maybe a wine is a little bit more acidic than it was last year. It's a little bit not what you were expecting, you know, and mm-hmm. finding all those sort of nuances. And I think, you know, the plating is really part of that, just sort of embracing how that those ingredients want to behave.
Also, we have made tiny burgers at the restaurant for a wine club party we had.
Oh, yeah.
And they were amazing because we did them with shiso and mushroom ketchup.
Oh, nice.
And then we also made coconut brioche. So they were very fancy.
They were playful.
They were playful.
Oh, I love that.
They were pretty fun.
Abby Olitsky and Steve Hall, co-owners of Spencer Restaurant in Ann Arbor. Happy 2-year anniversary and many, many, many more.
Many.
Thank you.